The biggest difference in life I've found is going from zero to one. I'm grateful you're here and watching this. I'm getting some skin-to-skin time with my daughter while my wife naps. And certainly for having a child, going from zero kids to one kid is the biggest step. And yet, for some things in life, it doesn't seem so obvious that zero to one is such a huge leap. You can look at something like a man on the moon and say, oh, obviously the first step on the moon is the biggest step. And yet you can see all the work it takes to get a man to take the first step on the moon. But what about in your life? What about all of those things you're thinking about doing, but you haven't taken the first step? It takes a lot of work to think about taking the first step on a lot of things. So I make my life a lot easier now by minimizing the thinking I do and just taking the first step. Usually, the thinking is in response to something fear-based. Like, for example, the biggest step in your YouTube channel is getting that very first video uploaded. Of course, getting your channel set up is one huge step. And then the next big step is having that very first video uploaded. And I teach on YouTube, I have a YouTube course on Udemy. And that's what I consistently say is when people take the course, they talk about what they're thinking about doing. And I say, do you have your first video up yet? Get that first video up. Anything you're doing in life, getting that very first thing done is the biggest step because you can't have a viral video on YouTube. You can't have a huge audience online. You can't have 100 videos on YouTube if you don't have one. And yet, what step is it that most people don't get past? Most people in the world do not have one video uploaded. And yet there's so many people that are willing to talk about things. Oh, if I had this, I'd do that. And if you actually take the step, whatever you're trying to do is infinitely easier. For me, I have to take the steps every day because my life kind of resets on a daily basis. And today, making this video is a zero to one step. I've made zero inspirational videos today. I've uploaded zero videos on my YouTube channel today. Uploading one video on my Facebook page or one video on my YouTube channel or one video in my daily inspirational course or one podcast episode, that's the biggest step I can take today. And that helps me to see where the real work is. The real work is to take that zero to one step every day rather than trying to take 12 steps today and then not taking a step for a month. It's much better if I take that zero to one step every day. And yes, you can say, man, that's hard. How do you do a video every day? Well, obviously, there's some days I don't do videos. The zero to one thing helps me a lot. I know the biggest thing I can do is at least just make a video, at least just make one. And same thing on my Udemy course. If I can at least just do something in my Udemy courses almost every day, it's important also to have a day off here and there. If you can at least just do a little something, that's worth a lot more than trying to put in 40 hours a week on something. One video every day often is much more than whole companies can accomplish to put out a video in several full 40-hour work weeks with whole team members working. And it's not because of the people, it's because of the fear. The fear that comes behind putting out something into the world or doing some of the work or trying something, the fear that's there. You might think it sounds ridiculous that I was afraid to go into a massage envy. I was. The very first massage, I was afraid of it. One of the first places I could really honestly see and face how ridiculous my fears often are. I was so stressed out. I'm like, my God, I just need anything to try for some stress relief. And it's obvious a massage is good for stress relief. And yet I was so afraid to go in and get that first step, that first massage. And now I get a massage every week because, hey, if it works great one week, why wouldn't it work great another week? That first meal of the day you eat is so huge. How many people do you know that are miserable? They get up and don't eat anything right away. And they're hangry for the first 6 hours of work or at the gym. That first meal you eat is so important. The first phone call you make to someone to talk about how your day's going, the first kind thing you say, to your wife or husband, your child, your mom, dad, your friends, your brother, the first good thing you do of the day, the first prayer you make of the day, I make sure to break the ice on getting down on my knees and praying as early as I can in the morning, usually right after I eat. Get down on my knees and pray and break that ice so that the rest of the day, it's not a big deal to go from one prayer to two, two to five, five to ten, and sometimes by the end of the day I've dropped hundreds of prayers just to get through the day. That first prayer in the morning just breaks the ice. Like, okay, here I am again, God. Thank you for another day. I obviously can't do this myself because doing it myself burnt out a long time ago. I'm here. I'll do anything to stay sober today and be the best person I can today to be a good husband, good father, good family member, friend, teacher online, and to take care of myself and do the next right thing. And from there, the ice is broken. The rest of the day, it's not as big of a deal to go for another prayer. You know, 5 minutes later when I'm getting stressed out, or an hour later, or to pray at my meeting, or to pray before going to bed, because I broke the ice first thing in the morning. I have a friend, I call him every day, and just calling him up is often the first phone call I make every day, and it's so much easier to make that second phone call to my mom, my brother, to call another friend after I've made that first phone call. The phone used to feel just like a lead weight. I was afraid of disturbing people. I was afraid that if I called someone, they'd be annoyed that I called. And why did I have that fear? Because I'd get annoyed when people called. And now when I am happier to see people calling, I'm not so likely to be afraid that I'll annoy someone, because if I annoy someone by trying to pay attention to them, then, and I know that they want me to pay attention to them, not like a stalking kind of thing. If someone's asked you to stop paying attention to them, you want to do that. If you have a friend, a family member, your wife, husband, you have a son, it's nice to reach out and pay attention to people. And if they don't respond, well, I try and call and interact with the people that are responsive. My mom, I can consistently call her and she's very responsive. My wife, friends, family, I call the people that call me back. And yet, making that outreach, that's a big step. And it's a lot easier if you don't think about it, if you just do it. Because thinking about getting down on your knees and praying every morning might sound exhausting. Getting it down and doing it's really easy. It might sound exhausting. Oh God, I gotta make breakfast every morning. It's really easy to just go do it. If you thought about living the rest of your life, if little Madeline here, my newborn daughter, if she thought about living the rest of her life, she probably just wouldn't want to bother with it. Oh my God, I'm gonna have to go through school. I'm going to have to get potty trained. I have to go through the terrible twos. I'm going to have to learn to talk, walk, crawl. And I'm going to have to learn to date, have a family, be a grandma. God, I can't do all that. I might as well not even bother. If she thought about her life, she certainly would, most likely wouldn't even want to do it. Like, oh my God, I can't do all that. I just got born. And so I try not to think about things too much. What I try and do is be aware of what I'm doing. Because if I don't know what I'm doing, who does? I need to be aware of what I am doing in the moment. Right now I'm standing, my feet are slightly sweaty on this mat, very comfortable. I've got my daughter strapped in, this mouth is moving. I think my hair looks all right, it looks okay. I'm here. This IMAX in front of me, this iRig HD microphone's here, my keyboard's here. I've got some shorts on because I live stream now, and so if I stand up, I don't want to have my boxers on in the camera. That's what's going on right now, and life's that simple. Life is that simple. Because just 0 to 1's simple. When you try and look at, oh man, I got to send 50 emails today. I have to go to work for 8 hours. Oh, that sounds hard. If you just look at it, you know, I just have to go to work once today. I can do that. I can go in once. I just have to work today. I don't have to go for all the rest of eternity at this job. I just have to go today so I can make some money to get through the day and feel good about my money today. If you look at all I have to do is get through this day, I start with this day as a gift. It's a great gift. And all I have to do is get through this day. Now that's something, that's how Madeline lives right now. All she focuses on is this moment. She doesn't worry about in 10 hours when she might have to go to the bathroom. She has a hard enough time when she actually has to go to the bathroom of getting it out. So imagine if she sat there between times of going to the bathroom like now where she's peaceful, or between times of getting hungry or just cranky. Imagine if between those times when she actually was dealing with it, if she then thought about dealing with it. And yet that's what we do as adults to ourselves. We think about all of these uncomfortable and annoying things we might have to deal with. We think about the things that are challenging when we're not actually doing them. I used to spend whole days of my life, I'd get nervous about a test or about some PT test. And when I was in Army ROTC, the physical training test you'd have to do, I'd get so nervous and think so much about it. And the damn test took less than an hour. I'd spend 10, 15 hours thinking about it, spread out over several days. One of the easiest things you can do for your life is just do things. I have my laundry sitting in the laundry room. And every time I walked by it and didn't fold it, then I'd think about, well, I'm going to have to fold that laundry later. I'm going to have to fold that laundry later. And this has went on for days. And now usually I do a bit better job with things. For the laundry, it just sat there. And finally I walked out after showering. I needed to go get a pair of underwear. And I thought, man, I'm going to have to fold the laundry later. And so finally at 10 o'clock tonight, I walked by and said, I'm going to fold that laundry now. I'm going to get that done so I don't have to think about it. Now, today, that's the exception. I think it's the exception. I thought about doing this video a few times beforehand, but not for that long. The less you think about doing things and the more you actually do them, the more you can get done. And so going from zero to one is a big part of that. No laundry folded to all one piece of laundry folded. It's the biggest step. Once that first piece of laundry is folded, it's all downhill from there. All the rest of the clothes are going in the drawer and going on the hangers. Looking at that zero point, that's what's intimidating. When you take that step to get off the zero point, like I'm taking a step today. It's the first video I'm uploading to Facebook or YouTube. I'm taking that step. Because just doing that each day adds up to a lot. It helps. So I pray today to take that zero to one step consistently, to love and take care of myself, and to take that step from seeing the right thing that's there to do to doing it, rather than seeing it there and thinking about it. I pray today that I do the right thing each moment, and I focus on doing what I need to do in the moment and trusting things will work out in the future because they worked out well enough in the past. And that helps me to get from that zero to one. I trust that when I get down on my knees and I'm first thing in the morning and pray, I trust that it's for a good reason. It's the right thing to do. It feels right, so I do it. I trust that making this video is with the right thing to do, and I pray that you have the same opportunity from watching this video to gain or remember the same insight that I have. So thank you very much for watching this. Thank you for being here with me. I love your feedback. Going from zero to one feedback on one of my videos is the biggest step you can take. So thank you. I appreciate you being here, and I hope you have a great day today.